Hello and welcome to Creaky Floorboards. That's Rosa.
Hi.
And I'm Lindsay. And
hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Rosa.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm good. And we are recording in our own houses again because this is
in front of a live studio audience.
Woo! Yay! That was the audience clapping, not me.
Yeah.
Oh, look. Standing ovation. Standing ovation.
Already? Shit.
Oh my god. They can't get enough of us.
No.
So, Rosa.
Yes, Lindsay?
Do you want to know what this week's episode's about?
I do. I have no idea. I'm excited.
So, we're going to do an educational episode today.
Ooh.
I'm going to teach you about the types of ghosts and how to like, get rid of haunted items and stuff of that sort.
Oh.
So, okay. Let's hop on it, ghosty. Like bestie, but ghost. Yeah, like that was bad.
I liked what you were going for personally.
Thank you.
I saw the end game, and although it didn't really relate, I don't feel like I've earned that title yet. I still appreciate it.
Just an FYI, the group message I have with you and Christina, I named it Ghosties. So.
It's
either cute or really annoying. I haven't decided yet.
I like it.
Thank you. Okay, so the first type of ghost that we're going to talk about today is residual. Because I remember last week we talked about, I think I said residual or something, like in the type of ghost, and you weren't like...
I was like, holiday hoobity woody?
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. So we're just going to go through some of the types of ghosts because there's different types. So residual is more of a recording of energy, and there's a theory called the stone tape theory that ghosts and hauntings are like tape recordings. So during emotional or traumatic events, impressions and energy can be left at a place, and the energy can then be played again and again, which is sometimes what people see.
Is that like in Frozen, because the water has memory? Oh, you haven't seen Frozen 2, but
no.
The water has memory. Does, like, the energy have memory? Or is it just energy?
It's a memory, and it won't react to you. It just plays.
Oh.
It's not interactive.
Oh. Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, it just plays through the past event. So this can play out as a spirit seen walking through halls that have been recently put up because they ghosts only follow the floor plan that was there when they were alive. So if there's been renovations, that's how ghosts walk through walls, because they're just following their floor plan that used to be.
Well, you know what? Shit, Lindsay. You buy a house. I feel like that could be really useful, and here's why. Not that you asked.
No, I did. I did.
Okay, so here's how this could be helpful. You get a house, and you know it's an old home, and like you know you're like, this wall, I don't think these walls were here. Like, I wonder what the original concept was. The blueprints might not be available. Maybe, you know, they died with the owner, because that's how that goes.
Yeah.
And, you know, you see a ghost, and you could just track that ghost, and you could just replot your house. Then you know.
Then you know how
it used to look.
Yeah. Yeah, you you just follow the ghost around and be like, okay, and you make little notes, and then you, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, it, like, walks through a wall, and then you take a sledgehammer to the wall, and you're like, there's another room! Like, yeah.
What is this baby skull doing in here?
Yeah.
Just like that. Just like that.
Oh, honey, you're gonna make it a nursery!
No. Exactly. And it could also just be sounds. So, like, a door slam or footstep sounds that are playing out, and they do not acknowledge that you're there. And we talked about the Stanley Hotel last episode, and you could still hear the pool balls breaking even though there's no pool tables there anymore. And that's a residual sound from all those years ago.
And there's like, I feel like certain ones are just way scarier. Like pool balls, that's a satisfying sound.
It is.
Clackety clack clack clack. But then you have like a child laughing or something. Shit in my pants.
Yeah. It's like, I don't have any kids. Why is it coming from my closet? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Something's not. Mm. Okay. And then there's the intelligent interactive ghost.
Mm.
So according to ghostsandgravestones.com, this is the most common of all spooky ghosts, but I would take that with a grain of salt because a lot of the websites are like, and this is the most common, and then, no, this is the most common.
No, this is the most common.
So according to that website, it's the most common. They can become visible, or parts of them become visible, which takes energy to manifest. So like not all of their body could be visible.
Okay.
And speak and make noises. They say this type retains its personality of when they were alive and can feel emotions. Some people say these spirits need assistance to pass over, or may just be letting us know that they're there with no other intent.
Hmm. So it's just a piece of it? Could it be like its foot?
Yeah. There's been report. I listened to other podcasts about stuff like that, and some of their findings, like it could be like a bottom half of a person. You just see the legs walking around, yeah, or like just the head, or just an arm.
Wow.
It takes energy for a whole body to show itself. I guess it's a lot of energy.
I mean, I read "Kissed by an Angel" in high school, and I know that it took that guy a lot of energy to save that girl.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing. Like the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Just like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So they have to like, I don't know, charge up and then like show a foot.
Yeah. And I know some like ghost adventures and stuff will have like gadgets that it's like use the energy from this gadget to say something or to show yourself. So mm-hmm. I know there's things like that. And ghosts can also hide and move objects, open and close doors, make weird sounds, and even smells can be part of these hauntings.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Like perfume or fart, anything.
Lindsay, yeah. Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
If you were a ghost, what part would you show?
What
would you use?
I like messing with people, and I'm not a very serious person. So I'd probably do like my ankles down. Just tap, tap, tap. Tippity, tappity, tippity.
I like that.
How about you?
I think I would have from my elbow down, but ooh, only if I could have a glove.
Classy as shit.
Ghostly duels.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't know if we talked about this, but you beat me in the fencing tournament that we were in at the Renaissance Fair.
It took so long.
They're like, just stab. And I was like trying to like slice, and they're like, no.
I was too. We were both being very nice to each other.
Yeah.
And like boys were there before and after us, and they were in and out in like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
At least we got our $5 worth.
Exactly.
Like, really? Yeah, I would have a glove, and I would just walk around and slap people across the face and challenge them to a duel.
I love that. And then like your other hand, you could take that glove off and slap them with the glove. There's so many things you could do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or,
okay, what if you're a butt? Could you ghost poop?
You could.
That's energy.
Oh, that's a lot of...
ghost poop on your pillow. Cooler than the flip side of my ghost shit pillow.
I respect it. But I would really want that smell with it. Like, you gotta go all...
You know,
all or
right.
Nothing.
Yeah, they're just gonna shake it out like it's dust. They're not gonna have an appreciation for poop.
At least they don't have to clean it up.
Yeah.
Unless it's
And if it's
real.
My face, like, I have a hard enough time with, like, my resting bitch face. That, like, they would just assume I'm an angry ghost.
You have unfinished business, and that means that's to slap some people.
Yeah. Fence. I'm going slappity slap, you going tappity tap.
Tippity tap.
Like,
yeah, we can have, like, a little duet. You fence people, and I'll just, I'll, like, do my stomping. Like, you know how people in the stands of games or, like, stadiums. Mm-hmm. They do that.
like Queen, we will rock.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, just like that. Just like that. Yeah. I'll be your backup stomper.
You're a modern ghost. I like it.
Well, like, we need to keep it a little bit modern. There's a lot of 1800 ghosts, like, wailing and going through the halls of their mansions. We need to keep it
That's
fresh.
True. There really is an abundance of certain eras of ghosts. Like, oh my god, can you imagine years from now the boomer ghosts?
Ooh.
Jesus.
They're just gonna have their MAGA hats, and they're gonna be yelling about how millennials don't take anything seriously on their podcast.
That's what they're going to do. They're going to walk around the house and they're just going to be like, oh, millennials.
Back in my day, I worked my way through college and we're like, I'm in so much debt. And we're, millennials would be crying, boomers would be crying. Nobody's happy.
Well, is that what our ghosts are? Or are we just like, debt?
Yeah.
Debt. So, and they're just like, millennials.
Yeah. And then we're just screaming at each other.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to buy that house.
No, that's too real. It's too real.
It is too real. Generations from now, they're going to be like, what's that? Call the ghost guys and they'll be like, well, it's the 2000s. Hold on, the 2000s. You know what I'm trying to
say. Yeah.
Any noozle. What's next?
Okay.
I'm ready. I need more knowledge.
So, and then there's the trickster ghosts that are, it could be like poltergeists. So, poltergeists are a type of energy that will like push you, trip you, throw stuff. They cause chaos. Some parapsychologists suggest that this activity is called by psychokinesis or the psychic ability of a person in that house. And a lot of the time, a female adolescent who is suffering a lot of emotional turmoil is the center of the activity. So, like, Matilda.
What?
Like, Matilda. Like, she...
I love Matilda.
Yeah, but she can throw stuff. She can move stuff with her mind.
Is she a poltergeist?
If she didn't know that she can do it, it could be classified like a poltergeist haunting because she can like make things float, but she knew what she was doing, so we know it was her.
I thought she was just magical.
Well, it's a type of psycho. Yeah, she is magical, obviously. It's Matilda. Oh, she is the best.
This is interesting.
I was just using that as an example. A lot of the time, it's a female adolescent who has so much emotional pent-up turmoil that things happen around them, and they don't know. Oh. It's just like a energy.
Oh, shit.
But there's little evidence to back that up. In 2005, I don't think you've seen it because you're not a scary movie person, but there was a movie called An American Haunting.
An American what?
An American Haunting.
Oh, okay.
It was a movie about a poltergeist targeting a family in the 19th century. So it takes place in like the 18 to 1900s.
Oh.
And it centers around the young daughter.
Oh.
Spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't seen it, but it's been 15 years. Since it's come out, the family is said to be cursed by the Bell Witch by taking her land. The youngest daughter, Betsy, has been sexually assaulted by the father, which is the root of the turmoil. So it goes through, you don't know that it's that until the end, and that's the cause of it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So Betsy is going through a lot of shit, and things just keep happening around the house, and that's the haunting.
Shit. Yeah. I mean... I'm never going to see that movie. Sounds scary.
It's pretty cool. I like the way they did it. And then the ending, it's actually a really cool movie. So the beginning, it centers on a modern day family. And then the daughter is about to go. It's her parents are divorced. So the little daughter's packing up, spend like the weekend with her dad. And then the mom finds like a letter. And then it cuts to this whole story because they're descendants of this family.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So the story plays out, and then the ghost of Betsy comes to her at the end, and she's like, help her. And then the daughter looks at her mom, and she's like, shit, her dad's been sexually assaulting her. I should have known.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a really,
really upsetting.
Yeah, but it's a good movie.
Yeah, I bet. I'm just gonna trust you on that.
Okay.
At least it sounds like it has more depth than that, you know. Typical.
Exactly. Scary. Yeah. Yeah. It's
and
not just.
That's what I appreciate about that.
I agree. Yeah. It's not just gory or fucked up and for the sake of being it. It's just, there's like a message behind it. And then, like, it's a pretty good story.
I think I had a thought somewhere.
Okay.
I think it's gone. So that's okay.
Okay. Interrupt when it comes back.
Oh.
Okay.
Poltergeists are the ones that can, like, stab you with scissors and shit, right?
They can. I'll, like, throw scissors at you.
Yeah.
And knives and shit.
Yeah.
I don't know how much force they can throw it. Like, it has to be a pretty powerful... Yeah, like, my ex's house was supposedly haunted, and he said that it would, like, things would just fly across the room, but, I mean, he was kind of a liar. But, I mean, it's a good story if... if it's true, like,
just a little shout out there.
Yeah, his mom took the cap off, like, a milk carton, and it flew across the room, but also, I don't know if I trust them, to be honest. So it's a good story.
I take the milk carton off and it disappears, but that's because, like, the cat, because my cat likes the little plastic liner.
They like to play.
Turkey. He likes to put in his mouth like a little binky. Really cute. And then I say, Turkey, no, you're going to choke. Like a choking hazard.
For a little baby boy like you.
Because he's a baby.
Yeah.
I need to protect him.
Yeah. He's so sweet. He's a turkey baby.
Yes. So tell me more scary shit, Lindsay.
Okay. Messenger ghosts. I can only find like one or two things for messenger ghosts. Like, you've heard of a banshee, right?
When I hear a banshee, I think of like a half horse, half woman singing really loudly. Is that what a banshee is?
Close. Okay. It is a woman who wails. She's not half horse.
Oh, she does wail?
Yes. Oh, yes. She is the female spirit in Irish cultures who warn of death of someone close to you and your family members. So if you hear a banshee out, like, outside of your house, like, wailing, it's, then it's... It's a warning, just like that. Oh, no.
That's terrible audio.
Oh, that was beautiful. Sing me the song.
Can you hear that?
What? Yeah, oh, yeah, I heard that.
Jeffrey, I think something's outside.
Oh no, it's that girl from down the street again.
Goddamn banshee.
And then there's also the hellhound.
Wait, what? I'm sorry. So it's a woman, and she's not. I still have her as a horse in my head, but she's not a horse, and she wails. Right?
Yes, like she wails and cries as a warning.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
But like, why? Like, just is she trying to warn? Oh yeah, of your family's demise.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like a. Gotcha. And it's said to be, like, family-wise, like, it's kind of, like, not everybody has a banshee, so it's, like, a very Irish culture thing, so it's, like, the McDonald's.
Me.
Yeah, yeah, the, I'm not going to say. Yeah, I was about to say your last name. But,
Oh, yeah.
So, like, the McDonald's have a banshee ghost, like, a generational ghost. I'm saying that really badly, but.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I know McDonald's is. I do.
I just made up that name because I know it's an Irish name. But
the McCleary's.
Yeah. Let me see. Yeah. Let me see if there's a specific.
Oh my God. Are you looking at my name? Because
no.
Is that scary? I'm going to. Is that bad luck?
No. They will only cry for five major Irish families: the O'Neills, the O'Briens, O'Connors, O'Grady's, and the Kavanaughs. But intermarriage has since extended this list. And that's from IrelandsEye.com.
Can you list them again for me? What were they?
The O'Neills, the O'Briens, the O'Connors, the O'Grady's, and the Kavanaughs.
I haven't heard of the last name, but I know people with the other last names.
I'll type it to you because it's... Actually, I don't know.
I Googled, and apparently there is one for my last name, but it's a Nancy Drew novel.
Oh.
So I think it's a coincidence.
Hmm.
I don't think Nancy Drew is true.
Yeah, I think it's a fiction, but a lot of stories are based on but a lot of stories are based on legends, like real legends. As for your horse theory, the banshee may also appear in a variety of other forms, such as that of a hooded crow, a stoat, a hare, and a weasel. What's a stoat?
I literally don't know why I thought horse. Like, that's just random. So
A stoat's a kind of weasel looking thing, so it's like I mean, you're not terribly wrong.
Isn't it kind of a good thing to have a banshee though, because like then you know,
yeah,
you get a heads up.
That's yeah,
like getting the newspaper before everyone else.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know if you can do anything about it. It's just a warning, but
the paranoia would run rampant.
Yeah,
though,
who is it? You don't know who it is. It's, I don't know. Sometimes it's better
Timothy,
not to know.
Isn't it?
It's always Timothy.
No one can leave the house. Everyone's on quarantine.
Quarantine
on it. It's not a drug or something. It's not, you know what I'm trying to
say. Exactly. And there are also like the hellhound or the grim, such as in Harry Potter, which could be a shapeshifter and is associated with the death of those who see it.
The grim is a new
cult. Yeah. Reborder.
What
hurt. What do you say?
I gotta find the quote.
Okay.
I forget it. My dear boy, there's an omen, the worst omen of death. Trelawney.
Jesus.
And he's just like,
yeah.
I'm just trying to pass and yeah. not be murdered.
He's like, that's again, fine. Every fucking year.
No, every fucking spring.
Every spring. This fucking shit happens. I just want to take my classes and be a normal boy. That's how Harry talks. That's how he thinks. I just want to be normal boy.
I just want to be normal boy. And then Seamus is like, the grin. What's the grin? Yeah.
Fuck up. Shut the fuck up, Seamus.
No one has time to answer your question.
Yeah, he's just blowing like up shit.
He probably will.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or is he Scottish? I don't know.
Oh yeah, I didn't have any core. Fat bastard, awesome powers. All right, let's get back on track. I have one more. I
can't even see it.
Wait, what? Oh, you can't see the track. We gotta head back towards.
Yep.
Okay, so then there are demons, which are negative entities, and they were never human. They are evil and want to take the souls of people. For example, the demon in the Conjuring series, which I know you've never seen. Nope. And the nun work to break the families down, make them weak, and make them targets for themselves to make them do terrible things.
What?
An article in 2018 from TheGuardian.com stated that exorcisms were on the rise, and the Vatican had set up a new training course because of the alleged increase in demonic possession. But this could be from misidentified mental illness cases or sleep paralysis, so take that all with a grain of salt.
Duh.
Yeah. Duh. Duh. That'll be the next episode we're gonna record this weekend, is you and Christina.
Okay.
I wanna hear all about that, and we'll record that, and it's gonna be awesome.
Awesome. I'm excited to hear about my weekly tournaments.
Well, we gotta record your weekly tournaments and play it all for all to hear.
You gotta do it. You just
yeah. So, and then now I have a little thing about how to protect yourself from ghosts, such as sage.
What?
Protect yourself from ghosts.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I want to hear that, because okay. I'm about to do up my plantation or whatever.
Hell yeah. Well, that's what, like, this is what I want to do. Like, I want to scare you and then be like, you know what? It's not all bad. Like, you can protect yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Sage will help you cleanse your home.
I have that.
Good. Yeah, from Rainbow.
Yes.
The evil vibes will have vamoosed by the time the scent is gone after saging. You can do white candles for spiritual cleanse.
Just any white candle?
Like yeah.
Bianchi?
Yeah. There's positive energy in white candles.
Hmm. Okay.
Salt. You can sprinkle salt. Like, have you seen Supernatural?
No, but I am familiar with the salt and, like, the vampire thing.
Mm-hmm. Like, if
is
you
that
put,
vampires?
Like, a... No. It keeps out like ghosts.
No.
That's garlic.
Oh.
If you put a line of salt like
so
by your
this podcast makes me sound so fucking stupid.
No. The whole point of this podcast is me teaching you everything I could possibly I'm passing
really
it down.
Not
But I think that's what keeps us apart from everybody else.
Yeah.
And I love your fresh
one of them knows a lot about
take.
The topic and the other one's a dumbass.
But
here
no, it's not a dumbass. You just here haven't been educated and it's a fresh take and I could read this shit all day and I have it in my head, but like I want to know what you think about it. That's what makes it funny.
So salt isn't for vampires.
No. It's to keep negative energy out, so you can sprinkle salt
in the wounds.
In the wounds, rub it in there. So, and also we've talked about burning haunted objects before and why not. I wanted to do some research on why you shouldn't.
Mm.
So the five ways to break the bond with a haunted object is spiritual cleansing of the object and the home. That's number one.
Yes.
Number two, cleanse the object with salt. Number three, return it to its original place. Like, remember we talked about the Crone of the Catskills where they got it out of the woods and they brought it home. Mm-hmm. Put it back in its original place. You don't want that shit in your house.
No.
Number four, this is from ghostlyactivities.com. Number four, bury it in a graveyard. I've never heard that one before.
I don't think that sounds good.
No. But then number
I think it's just going to come out back with worms sticking out.
Yeah.
Like, being even angry.
But then number five is burn it, and they really don't recommend burning it. It's a last resort because it might cause the evil attached to it to jump out. If you haven't mastered protection techniques, it could attach to you or someone who is at the place you burned it. Then you'll definitely need a pro to help.
Hey, Lindsay.
Yes.
I think my internet's going in and out.
Could you not hear me?
I heard what you were saying, but it was just like if you could repeat like the last like two sentences just in case.
Okay.
I mean, I guess it would record on your end, so we're good. I just...
But I want you to know. I want you to know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we're okay.
Okay.
On with the show.
On with the show.
Sorry for the interruption. Oh, no, I just didn't want to mess up.
I appreciate you. So, have you... And like the last thing I'm going to talk about is just like, how do you feel about haunted objects being sold on the internet? Like, people are selling haunted objects on the internet and people buy that. Like, haunted dolls and
you
shit.
You know, Lindsay, if it was me, I wouldn't buy it.
Yeah.
It seems like a bad idea
mm-hmm.
because you're just welcoming something into your house that could have some bad shit on it.
Exactly.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Exactly.
I don't know. I think
this website recommends having a psychic gifted with psychometry to test the objects before you bring them home, but you can't always do that.
No, you can't. No. I don't have a psychic on hand.
No. On retainer? I don't think so. Well, nobody...
Not since... I mean, Estelle quit, so like since...
In this economy?
I'm on quarantine. I'm unemployed, but
Yeah.
But I got Estelle.
She comes, she makes her weekly visits to feel my objects I just bought, and then she leaves. I give her $500 a session. So I hope that was informative for Rosette as well as whoever's listening.
The majority of the populace, you mean?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, everybody.
No, that was very informative because I didn't realize, like, especially the recordings one, I think that's really cool. The floaty arm and tappy feet one, is that a record? No, that one they use energy to talk to, like, get their point across.
Exactly. I mean, that could be residual as well, but you how are we supposed to know? I don't know.
Which one's your favorite?
I like the idea of interactive ghosts, but if I had to have a haunting, I'd rather be residual because I don't want something I can't see there and, like, knowing I'm there. That scares me. But if it was if I was like out doing my amateur ghost hunting, then an interactive ghost would be fucking awesome.
It would, but also like I feel like any ghost trying to figure out how to help it would be really hard unless it could like write it down.
Exactly, and I have never heard of a ghost writing stuff down or the proof of a ghost writing something down. There's always that skepticism.
There's always that asshole with a quill and a and you know,
call him Jerry. Fucking Jerry. And on that note,
this is good.
Yeah,
I think I actually learned a lot. I'm gonna put this over. Maybe I'll have follow-up questions, who knows.
Well, yeah, we can hit that at the beginning of our next episode before you and Christina get into your ghost stories.
I'm really into maybe lowering the volume when Christina tells hers, because when she told me last, that was some scary shit.
Yeah. Yeah, and we were in a crowded like bar area, and it was loud, and like she was telling us this stuff, and you were just like, ooh.
I felt a little sick.
It's gonna be awesome.
Thanks for teaching me stuff. This is awesome.
Thank you guys
for a good teacher.
Oh, thank you for listening. And everybody else can you could just text me if you need to say anything, but everybody else can find our email address on like underneath here underneath where the description is, and our Twitter, and keep you updated on what we're up to. Thanks for listening to the Creaky Floorboards. Bye.
Bye.